Hello everyone, I'm Junjin, the host of the day, and today we are really honored to have our guest Aisha here to share about the tips of applying scholarships. And for information, Aisha is one of the YTP Mara scholars and she's currently studying A-levels at Seremban. Yeah, so maybe Aisha can introduce yourself first. Yeah, glad to have you here.
Okay, so hello everyone. My name is Aisha. Actually, my friends in my college or my previous high school call me Shatul because my name is Aishatul Awmi. So, but I think for now, I want you to know me as Aisha. Just call me Aisha. Okay, so yes, like Junji mentioned, I currently studying A-level in College Mara Seremban under YTP Mara Scholarship. YTP stands for Young Talent Development Program. And what else? I live in Penang, Kepala Batas Penang, and I'm from MRSM Kepala Batas. Yes, for my high school. Yes, that's my introduction.
Great to have Aisha here. I believe she is the cream of the crop of the SPM candidates. Yeah, so very good results as well. Very good dedication. So now she's holding one of the most prestigious scholarships that is really well known. And okay, we should talk about you. You also introduce yourself.
This point, the audience are bored. Hello, everyone. I'm Rishi, as you know, right? So my high school was in Paragon. Same with Junji and the whole team of podcasters. And I'm currently holding JPA scholarship. JPA stands for Jabatan Perkhidmatan Awam. And currently studying MAFI in Sanwi JB. And with that, I will pass it to Junji.
Okay, so get back to myself. I also introduce myself, even though I'm quite monotonous introducing myself. Okay, so hi, my name is Junji and I'm one of the JPA scholars. I'm holding JPA LSPM right now. For information, JPA has four different scholarships: PPN, LSPN, LSPM, JKPJ, and also one is for Mara. So I'm the ones holding LSPM, and I'm currently studying A-levels, same like Aisha, in Summit College JB. Yeah, same institution with Rishi. Okay, so now let us share about the scholarships that we applied after getting SPM results. Okay, I think I can start for me first. Okay, for me, I applied for Petronas PESP. PESP, right? One of the most famous scholarships, okay, in Malaysia. And also I applied for YK Yayasan Khazanah, the one highly competitive, and also BNM, Bank Negara Malaysia. And for JPA. And for your information, I also apply for Star Education Fund, but the one I just apply. I don't have like some confidence about getting that, just because the one is mainly for students. They may have faced some academic difficulties. Okay, like it's mostly for them. Okay, it doesn't mean I'm like very rich. No. I also just apply. Okay, so yeah, don't get confused about that. Yeah, this is the one. They are the ones I apply for. And how about you, Aisha?
Okay, so after SPM result came out, I straight away applied for YTP Mara scholarship, because YTP Mara scholarship is the only scholarship that offer my dream course, which is biomedical science course. I was so picky at that time because after SPM examination, I did some research about the scholarships available in Malaysia. So there's very few scholarships that offer science course. All other scholarships, commonly they offer for course like accounting, finance, engineering. There's really a few that offer biology, biomedical, like that. Because I actually used to have a dream to become a doctor, but my high school, like everyone knew my goal is I want to become a doctor, and even some of them called me Dr. Aisha. And I was like, okay, so at the same time, I was targeting to pursue my education in overseas, in UK specifically. So that time, my goal was be study medicine in UK. But after SPM, I searched for scholarship. There's none of the scholarship that offer medicine in UK. There's no more. It's only a past. Now, for my research, I don't find any scholarship that can sponsor me study medic in overseas. So yes, I was searching for a course that related to medic, and then I saw biomedical science, and yes, I found YTPMR scholarship to apply. And also, I applied for JPA scholarship, which they also have like science course. I applied for JPA Mara because I didn't get shortlisted to apply JPA PPN and JPA LSPM. That one only for 9A plus students. I didn't get in the list, so it's okay. I applied for JPA Mara. I applied for United Kingdom JPA Mara. So the pre-university that they offered for United Kingdom JPA Mara is IB in TKC, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in TKC, International Baccalaureate in TKC. And then I applied for JPA scholarship. I also applied for Yayasan Khazana. Actually, for Yayasan Khazana, I applied it for a second time because after trials for MRSM student, they called SPMRSM. So after SPMRSM, I scored my trial, and then I got offered to apply Yayasan Khazana Early Harvest. And I failed at the stage 2. And also after SPM, I applied again and I also failed at the same stage. I don't know why. The online assessment was really difficult, and only selected students can pass the stage. I don't know. So same goes to PMB, Permodalan Nasional Berhad. PMB also, I applied it and I failed at the second stage. The first stage is applications. The second stage is online assessment. Like they test on your IQ. I think IQ, it's like problem solving test. So I failed at the stage. And it was really like sad, but it's okay. Yes, I only applied for 4 scholarships after SPM because I was really picky. I didn't apply for Petronas. I didn't apply for Shell, TNB. It's because there's no course that I want to apply. So my advice for the students is you just apply for all. You just apply. Whether they have the course that you want or not, just apply. It's because maybe you can gain some experiences for interview, and also maybe it's the one that you get, the offer is the best for you. We don't know, right? So yes, that is my...
I truly agree with Aisha. Like we can, like, even though the course we don't like, but we can, as if we can gain some interview tips if we attend more scholarship interview. Like Aisha, may I know how many subjects you take in A levels?
I took 10 subjects. 10 subjects. Well, usually MRSM students take 9 subjects, but my extra subject is Arab. So I scored Arab A plus, but I didn't score Malay and English. I scored only A solid, so it's okay lah.
Okay. Since I 3 of us also face some difficulties in language subjects. Okay, it's fine. But before this, do you consider to study medicine in Malaysia, like in local?
No. Because my childhood dream is I want to study in overseas. The first goal that I set in my life is I want to study in overseas, specifically in UK. And then I tried to find the best medicine course country is in Ireland. So I was targeting for study medicine in Ireland, but there's no more. There's no scholarship that sponsor this kind of offer anymore. So it's kind of sad to change your goal. You know, because if you take biomedical science, you cannot be a doctor. you can be a doctor that just work in the lab, and you cannot treat the patient, you cannot diagnose the patient. Yes, so but it's okay. I'm still accepting it, but it takes time.
But still, you.
Yes, at least I can fulfill my dream to study in overseas.
Yeah, and somehow it's highly related to medical field. It's very important in medical field as well.
Yes, because biomedical science is like biomedical scientists. Doctors need biomedical scientists to use the knowledge, to use the experiments or something. Doctors use this kind of things to deliver to the patients. Yes, actually, biomedical scientists is important in our world.
Yeah. Like I think biomedical scientists, they also handle some, like during blood donation and blood compatibility, they need to handle the experiments related to this, right? And actually, Aisha, do you know Rishi also want to be a doctor? Rishi, maybe you can share why do you choose medicine course? Okay.
What course are you taking?
It has been my dream to become a doctor for the longest time, man. Ever since the beginning. I think for year 4, year 5, I have not changed from that goal ever since. But when I wanted to become a doctor, I didn't fix a place. I was like, as long as I can study medicine, I'm fine. So because of that, after SPM, I didn't apply for much scholarships because there wasn't much available for medicine. It's very limited. Like Petronas, everything was very much focused towards engineering, accounts. Actually, I got a scholarship for accounts. Like, it came to my house. They said they will sponsor you all 12 papers, so just come and take. It was from Sunwi. And it was so random. But since I don't want to become an accountant, kind of like a wasted opportunity. And then afterwards, JPA happened, the whole process. And then afterwards, now I'm studying Mafi here, with the goal to study in Monash in Malaysia.
Yeah, and we are really lucky because like previously JPA, they don't offer Prabhu Bhatan, right? Like they stopped for 2 or 3 years already.
Yes.
And this year, like due to the, maybe it's about the new government, then they re-offer Prabhu Bhatan and the course about Pergigian and also pharmacy as well. Yeah, so we are quite lucky, we are the batch quite lucky.
Actually, there were students who like tried to ask back, you know, did you know that? Like there was a request from, I'm not sure which state students, they requested to directly to our Dr. Sri Ibrahim. Yeah, Dr. Sri Anwar Ibrahim, what I'm saying. Dr. Sri Anwar Ibrahim to like give us opportunity to study medicine. And then he allowed it, and then that's why we were given opportunity to study, but only in private institutions, not in government institutions.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yes. And for JPA, right, it's good like for the ones who are really passionate about medical field and really want to study medicine, because they sponsor you from your PU until your degree course. Like if you study in IMU or in Monash, right, the whole course, it costs about like 800K, 600K, at least, 600K. It's almost like studying overseas already. And the 600K, it doesn't include your living expenses. Like if you add on your living expenses, like it's more or less about 1 million already. So JPA or SPM also very high cost by the government. That's why we need to, it's not fully scholarship, you know. It's pinjaman boleh ubah as well. Yeah. So this is something special about JPA. Okay, so now get back to the topic. We are going to share about our preparation during the scholarship application, like after we had how we fill in our documents, what are the tips of writing essays, and how to prepare for interviews. And this is the focus of our episode today. And Aisha, do you mind sharing first?
Right now, and my college is Azan right now, so can you start first and then I will continue?
Okay, sure. Okay, so for scholarship application, the first and I think the most primary one is choose the one you really like. And that sometimes we know that like studying overseas is one of our dreams, like most of the learners dream to study overseas. But somehow you need to know what you really like. If you really apply for the one you really like, then yeah, just go for it. But if you get a chance to study overseas, but it's the course that you totally don't like it, so you might need to reconsider. But this happened after you get the offer, then you have the right to choose whether you want to receive or you want to reject. But before this, you need to, like, I highly encourage you, like just like Aisha, to apply as many as possible. Like to apply as many as possible, because you can get the chance to practice your interview, and you can know how the application works. It's not only for scholarship, but in your future job application, actually the process is more or less the same. So you can at the same time can gain some experience of how to fill in the form, like how to make your certificates organized. And one of the tips that I want to share with you guys is organize your certificates, especially you can separate them based on their category. For example, this one is for sports, this one is for academic base, and this one is for your persatuan, like central ambulance, like something like that. So you have three main categories. So after that, you need to scan your PDF like one by one. This can be done after your SPM result. Straight away do it. Don't drag time, don't waste time. Don't be like me, okay? So I just do it like very messy. Kelam kabut sikit sebab aku pun tak tahu nak buat macam mana. So no choice, I do whatever I can do lah at that time. But the one I need to advise you guys is to make your certificates organized, okay? And this is the thing. And the second thing is to make a summary. I mean, to summarize your whole secondary school life, meaning you can list out like, what are the leadership experience that I underwent before? Like, what are the things that I can share? Like during the interview, you can make it in the dots, like my positive leadership experiences, my negative experiences, like what did I did wrongly during my leadership experience. You can make the list like one by one, and especially the one is what is my strength, what is my weakness. They always ask you one. So what is my strength, what is my weakness? So you don't feel like apa ni my strength, saya tak ada weakness. Don't be like that, okay? Everyone has their weakness, and the one I encourage you guys is when you write your weakness experience, right, you must need to give them a solution. Like, okay, I fail in my time management, but how can I overcome that? So you can make your weakness slightly become an improvement. So you can give the interviewer like to show your determination, how you overcome your weakness. At the same time, you give them your weakness, but you give them the solution as well. So it's not only like give them weakness, like I fail in my time management, and what is my solution? No, don't do things like that. You must give solution for all your weakness. And for positive experience, like don't create a story lah, okay? If possible, really write based on your experience. And during the experience, you need to come up with what you have learned. What is the core value of the story? Like you are telling a story, you must tell the moral of the story, right? You tell a story with no morals, then no one want to listen. So it's the same thing as you preparing for the interview, okay? For the interview tips. And also, yeah, like the sleep gaji, the one also, you may need to remind your parents to prepare for you during your application, and don't procrastinate, like don't wait till the deadline of the scholarship application. Like for me, right, after SPM, I already checked the deadline for the scholarship application, and I dropped down. I came trying to make a list, like for what, so yeah, San Kalana, what is the deadline, and you list out. But for, I believe nowadays in internet, there are a lot of people doing this. They already make a list for you, so you can just search for that. Okay, and yeah, this is some tips of preparing for interview. Yeah, I think, Aisha, are you comfortable sharing now? Okay.
Yes. I can continue. Sorry for that. So for interview preparation, I mean scholarship, you need a really like well preparation for into for apply scholarship, because after SPM, you have a lot of time to rest, right? For like 2 months, 2 months, 3 months before SPM result came out. And at that time, I highly encourage you, recommend you to find yourself, find what you want to be, find your career, your dream course, your dream university. You need to prepare all these things before you enter a new life, before you enter a new education life, like pre-uni, because you have no time after that to like think what actually I want. It's because when you enter pre-uni life, it's like one step forward to your career, to your career life. So at this time, in these 3 months, you rest, but at the same time, you have to do some research about the high demand job, the low demand job. You need to know that at that time. You need to search for scholarship or university if you want to study overseas, what country that offers the best course for the best education for your course, the best universities. You need to like find your own goal at that time. I think that's the best time to do that. So and then it's because I received the Yayasan Khazana Early Harvest Scholarship. So I already prepared the documentation, the slip gaji, all the CJL certificate, on my personal documents. I already have that because I applied Yayasan Khazana Early Harvest. So I just reuse it again and maybe add something that new. So, but I agree with Junji. You have to, you cannot procrastinate. You cannot wait until the due date. Then you, at that time, you are like rushed to find your own goals. You want to find your careers, your dream course. You have no time for that. After SPM result came out, the due date for the scholarship is really, the deadline is really short. It's only like 1 week after SPM result came out, or maybe 2 weeks. So you have no time to find yourself at that time. You have to prepare a long way, a long time ago. So after SPM result came out, you find the scholarship that aligned with the requirement, aligned with your result. Like maybe YTP Mara scholarship, the requirement is 7 A's and 7 A's, and minimum is grade B+ for YTP Mara scholarship. But if you want to go for scholarship that are really popular, like Yayasan Khazana, PNB, Bank Negara, this kind of scholarship really set high requirement. You have to get 8 A's, at 8 A's minimum, and you cannot get A-. The minimum is A solid only. So yes, in order for you to even apply the scholarship, you really need to score your SPM actually. It's the common, it's the basic thing. So if you're high school students, don't really focus on what university you want to go, what course you want to study. It's your time is to focus on SPM first. After you finish your SPM, then you find yourself. Because in order for you to apply, you need to score. If you don't score, you cannot even apply. You cannot even be the applicants. Before you be the candidates of the scholarship, you have to be the applicants first. So most of the scholarship, they really set the high requirements. So first of all, you need to score your SPM, and after you score your SPM, even trial also important. Maybe some of students said that trial is like nothing. You can improve after trials, and then you get the best for your SPM. It's right, but there's some opportunities for the students that score for their trials. Like I scored 3 A's for my trial, for my SPM RSM. And then I got offered for Yayasan Khazana Scholarship Early Harvest. And only like maybe eight students from my college that received the offer. And only one that passed the whole selection stages. So he scored his SPM RSM. And then he received the Yayasan Khazana Scholarship. And he got nothing to worry. Even if he didn't score his SPM, he already get the position. Yayasan Khazana, study in UK. It's like, wow, it's really like bonus to him. He's really good as well. So it's good for you if you get this kind of golden opportunity. It's rare for the students, right? So, but if you don't score for your trial, then you focus on SPM, your SPM, you score, and then you apply. And for the within, before the SPM came out, the SPM result came out, you already find yourself, you already know what you want to be, you already know what course you want to study, you already know the university that you want to go, even whether you want to pursue for A-level or IB or foundation. If you want to go foundation, then you go local. If you want to go overseas, then you have two choices. You have A-level, you have ADTP, you have IB. So if ADTP, you will go to America. If you IB or A-level, then you can go like my scholarship, YTP Mara scholarship offer 4 countries, UK, US, New Zealand and Australia. So you need to know which country you want to go. So like me, I want to go to UK. So the first choice is UK. And luckily I got my first choice for UK. So my second choice was Australia. But there's some of my friends that they get the second choice, not the first choice. So it's your luck. And it depends on maybe your performance in the interview. I don't know. I don't know how they analyze you, but yes, the main preparation is your SPM. If you're a high school student, then prepare wisely for your SPM, your score, and then you prepare for the interview, for the scholarship application. And then after you apply for the scholarship, they will send you the email if you are managed to go for the interview stage. And if you are selected to go to the interview stage, you need to prepare, like, you search for the common questions, the common session, interview session in Google also a lot. So like Jinji said, your some of the question is like your weakness, your strength, your maybe your passion, your dream. I received a question when I interviewed YTP Mara scholarship. I received a question: what are you in the next 10 years? Yes, it's like that. I remember that question. Because you need to like think before you go to the interview. You really need to well prepare. You need to like assume, predict what question you might get. Because there's a lot. It's like the same pattern, but it's the different question, but actually they want to ask like the same. So for YTP Mara scholarship, during the interview, after they ask you some questions, they will give you the case study. It's like you will be given a situation, and then that my YTP Mara scholarship is group interview. So they will give you the study case, the case study, and then you need to discuss among your team and present to them. So it's like I got for the situation where now currently in Malaysia, there's a lot of graduate students that go for a career that not related to what they study. Like you study engineer and then you work in business. So it's like not aligned, right? Yes, that's always happened in Malaysia right now. So they ask you for a solution. Yeah, they give. I get a role play situation. So you have to like decide which you will be the institution, you will be the government, you will be the students, you will be the employee, like that. So you have to give your opinions in to solve this kind of situation. It's like that. It depends on scholarship. Some scholarship like YTP Mara scholarship only involve 2 stages: the application and interview. That one is only for the students who apply overseas. But some scholarship like Bank Negara, Yayasan Khazana, PMB, they have a lot of stages, like 4 to 5 stages. First, you need to apply. That one is the first stage. And then you need to do online assessment. And then after you pass, maybe you will get group interview, I don't know. And then you will go to the HQ to interview with them physically, and it's like that. So it depends on the scholarship. So you need to know, if you want to go for this scholarship, what you will face. You need to get well prepared for that. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Aisha, for the very detailed sharing about her journey of application. And basically, for the scholarship applications, we have some stages. Like I can generally say is about 4 to 5 stages. Okay, the first one is, of course, your application. And during your application, you must, some of the institution, they require you to write an essay, like Bank Negara Malaysia and Yayasan Khazana. And also, like after you submitting your essay, then they will give you some tests, like for example, cognitive tests, which we call IQ tests. Okay, if you luckily pass your IQ test, then you might get shortlisted into the interview stage. And if I'm not mistaken, for YK, right, they have 2 interview stages. Okay, maybe the first one is a individual interview, and the second one is another type of interview. But this one, I'm not sure. In the future episode, I'll invite my YK scholar friend and come here and have a sharing with us. So it's basically, it's a long process. And yeah, Rishi, how about you? How is your preparation? I think you only apply for JPM, right?
Exactly, JP only. But yeah, there is one thing that is often overlooked. We prepare a lot. So everything that Junji and Aisha said, completely true. You have to prepare like crazy before you go into an interview. But the thing that most people tend to overlook is the nerves, the nervousness you get when you enter the interviewing room. It's crazy. So what I did is I practiced my lines. Seriously, it might seem like be spontaneous, be natural and stuff. True, to some extent, you have to be natural, have to be spontaneous. But if you don't have a feel for it, you can't do it properly. So what I did is, I literally set up a room in my house to simulate what a standard interview room will look like so that I can actually practice standing outside, queuing up, and just going inside. Then starting to just say my lines and say the answers. At first, it looked crazy. Trust me, my parents thought they have to send me to a hospital or something. But the one day before, it was crazy. I remember my mother was like fed up with me, trying to tell my lines to her more than 10 times. Although the questions were not same, what happened is, since I got so used to saying answers, when the interviewer asked me the questions, it came out naturally. It sounded natural. But only I know it was well-practiced. But this part is very important, mainly because we have to make a very good impression. We might have excellent results, excellent marks and everything, but the first impression always counts. I remember the interviewer that interviewed me for JBA, when we were going to leave, he said, students don't appreciate how much power interview holds. They just think that interview is just for the sake of doing it. But he said interview is mainly for the students to seal, to say that you have to give me. If you don't give me, you are missing out. So the interviewee, as the students, must give the impression to the interviewer that if they don't give the scholarship to them, they are missing out, not the interviewee, because they will be offered somewhere else. So try to make full use of the interview to make them think that you are worthy, because you are. So that's the part that I would like to cover, because everything else was very detailed. It was covered in detail by both Junji and Aisha. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, well said by Rishi. As we all know, practice makes perfect, right? So yeah, Rishi always tipu-tipu practice orang-orang. Kita pun tak tahu dia buat apa kat rumah. Don't share before the interview. Yeah, but what shared by Rishi is really cool. Like for me also, I also make a list of the most frequently asked questions during the interview. Then I write my answers. I'm not sure you guys can see or not. Maybe I can share with you after that. I have a dot about a list of questions. Like start from the basic. I can share some. Like tell me about yourself. Tell me about yourself. Like they will ask you very strictly. Tell me about yourself. Sometimes you have no idea. Like if you make a like very simple introduction, maybe you don't have a good impression on the interviewer. Like what Rishi said, the first impression is really, really helpful and really, really important, and it's significant in deciding. in or not. Rishi are human. Yes, we are human. And yeah, and the one Rishi said just now is, the institution will feel they miss out if they lose the candidates. So actually, we need to know the background of the institution very well. Like Petronas, actually Petronas is the one I'm most confident to get it. But yeah, mess up. And I was willing to get the steal of getting Petronas scholarship is very high at that moment. But it's okay, it's fine. I even do some research about the Petronas project in recent years and about like for example, the petroleum project in recent years. And one of the things that I got from my senior is you can make comparison. Like if Petronas, they ask you like, why do you choose us? Like, why don't you choose other scholarships? But actually you can admit that you are applying for other scholarships as well. But scholarship is the one you are most likely to get it because why? Because there are advantages. Maybe you can share what Petronas offer the scholars. Like, if I'm not mistaken, the international students, I mean the one who study A-levels, they get 1,000 allowance per month. Maybe you can share this. They really take care of the welfare of the scholars, and this will make your institution happy. Like, my effort is, you know, is treasured by my scholars, something like that. Yeah, it's sometimes it's really, really realistic to talk about this, but no choice. We are the one who need to apply for scholarships, okay, at the moment. Yeah, so this is the one. And also, just like Aisha mentioned just now, recently the interview mood has slightly changed. They like to ask about case study. Like even during JPA interview, we also talk about we had a debate session, right? My topic was about should we eliminate examinations? Like should we eliminate UPSR, SPM or something? Yeah, this one is my topic at the moment. So I choose not to eliminate at the moment. Okay, I say you give a reason, something like that. So it's not about study, it's not only about study preparing for interview. At the same time, you need to know about what is happening around you, what is happening to the world. You need to read more news. Okay. Jangan jadi katak di bawah tempurung. Nothing. Cannot. You need to read news. Okay. International relations, something like that. Okay. As a scholar, I think it's very, very challenging because they are trying to find a person that is really perfect. Like they know everything. They are good not only in academics, but at the same time, your personality as well. Yeah. So you need to equip yourself with all of these criteria. And not only they are judging your academics, I think they also consider your family, your CCA performance, meaning your co-curricular performance, and the way you speak, your confidence levels, okay, and how you view a condition from different perspective, or they judge. So the criteria are a lot. So no choice, it's a long journey to prepare for it. Yeah. Actually, we are quite curious about what Mara is, because for Nambumi, right, we are less exposed to this kind of information. Like we only know like Mara is mainly for Bumi students. And can you share more about like what Mara offers and what other institutions they have? Yeah.
Mara is like very big when the HQ one. So Mara has like branch for MRSM. MRSM is for the high school students. College Mara is for the college students, pre-uni students. KPTM stands for Polytech Mara. That one is for diploma students. They have so many. They have like GMI, MFI, Malaysian France Institute, German Malaysian Institute. They offer so many for pre-uni. They offer so many course like A-level. The only institute that Mara offer is in College Mara Seremban. So I applied for A-level, so I get College Madrasah Rahman. If you applied for IB, International Baccalaureate, it's like IB and A-level. Actually, it's a pre-university for students that want to study overseas. But it's the syllabus is different, the way of exams is different. So A-level is 100% examination based. If IB, it's like 70%, I don't know how many percent, but there are more like assignment based like that. And then you have some examination. It's IB, but the duration is the same. So for IB, Mara offered only one institute, which is College Mara Banting. And then if you want to study in France, Mara offer Uni KL MFI program. German also GMI in Uni KL, I think. And for foundation, if you want to study medicine or pharmacies or dentistry, they will send you to College Mara Kulim for foundation. There are so many choices, College Mara, Kolnerang. There are a lot of College Mara, if you want to go for diploma, then you go for KPTM. University Malaya also, Mara offered for YTP Mara scholarship. If you want to study in UM, foundation, there is a scholarship for that in YTP Mara. But that one, if you want to study local and you apply for YTP Mara, you don't have to go for interview. The only students that want to study in overseas, it requires to you for go to the interview. So yes, that one is Mara. Mara also for MRSM. I am from 13 years old, from Form 1, I'm in MRSM, and now I'm College Mara, so I'm a Mara student, like completely. And now I have a contract 6 years with Mara, which is 2 years A-level in College Mara Seremban, and 4 years they sponsored me to study in UK. So yes, I also participated in, after you graduate in MRSM, you will be called Ansara. Ansara is like alumni, but it's for alumni, it's that for MRSM only. MRSM graduates, they call Ansara. So Ansara right now, they organize a new organization, MOSEC, MRSM Opportunity Scholarship Aid and Information Committee. It's like the Ansara that receives scholarship, KYUEM, KMS, anywhere around Malaysia, and you need to help the juniors. You need to make events for the juniors to join that are in need for about scholarship stuff. Yes, that one. Ansara also make a lot of programs like talk, motivational talk, educational talk, it's like that. Yes, for MRSM, I am an MRSM student. If you're an MRSM student, you will be involved in a lot of activities and exposure. MRSM, my previous MRSM, make a lot of events like mock interviews. So I already exposed with the interview simulation and also the scholarship talk. I went for MRSM Taiping Yayasan Khazanah scholarship talk. So at that time, after trial, I guess, or before trial, I can't remember, but I went there to listen to the Yayasan Khazanah talk, and that time I was exposed for all the scholarship stuff. So it's like a benefit now for MRSM students, because you are already exposed with this. So the only thing that MRSM students should fight for is for SPM, because you are already exposed with a lot of things. For your future career or for your future university's pathway, you know that already. But so you need to do is you need to focus on your SPM and try to score the best that you can, because it's really like sayang lah, macam it's rugi if you not fight for SPM. You know the pathway, but you decide not to go to the pathway. So yes, that one is for Mara, YTP Mara scholarship.
Yeah, very nice sharing by Aisha, and I can feel like some difference that I've never heard before. So actually what Aisha talked about just now is the advantages of being a MRSM student, and we can see like a lot of potential of being an MRSM student, because they get a lot of exposure to their future talks and their career pathway and something. But this is something different from like most ordinary secondary high school, because we actually don't much emphasize on this. like most of the high schools, right? Like they just want you to study hard for SPM, okay? Try your best for SPM, and actually they do have some like minor talks about that, but they don't have such a big events or such emphasis on your future pathway. This is why some of our students right now, they are facing some difficulties in choosing their future courses, because in their family, like their parents also, they don't share about this, the current situation, the current working environment. Most of the parents don't, and also some of the schools, they also don't have this kind of talks. Yeah, so actually we did know that like being a MSM student is like something like an honor, because you need to have a good grade to get into MSM, and after you get into MSM, you got a lot of resources, right, Aisha? You got a lot of resources, so it's really really good for Nanmumi also. Some of my friends, they get into MISM as well. Yeah, it's not purely for Bumi. I mean, like mostly are for Bumi, but for non-Bumi also, we have the chance to get into MISM. Yeah. And yeah, it's a lot of advantages being the alumni of MISM as well. So you can see they have the resume, they have the materials to add on, okay, to brush their resume already, because they got a lot of experiences. Like for me, I mean for Rishi and I, because in our school, right, we are from private school, and our school actually don't offer like so many activities, and actually most of the activities are not hosted by us, not organized by us. I mean, they are organized by the school. Okay,
you can say that, man.
I think so. Right?
I literally told that Paragon is our school.
Huh? You told me
in the beginning. Yeah. Man, so many episodes, we have told it so many times.
Oh shit. Okay, so okay, cut this part. I mean until the like the MISM part, then stop. Okay, I don't mention my name. Okay, like I rephrase my sentence. Okay. Like for most of the schools, and maybe the students get lesser chance to organize their own activities because they need to undergo the admin, maybe their the school, the pentabiran, they part a lot of processes, and they may have lesser exposure to organizing their own activities. So yeah, we can see the benefits of getting into like sekolah kawalan. Also, they have many resources for you guys. Okay, sekolah kawalan. But this one is like maybe after UPSR stuff lah. If you are currently studying at SMK or private school, it's fine. You still have some chances, you still have a lot of exposure, you still have chance to, you know, to take part on some activities. Actually, Rishi also, we did join Project ID before, like the events. You can find some other events out of your school, you know, to brush your resume, okay? So you have a lot of chances, that is fine. The thing is, you have the determination to, you know, to add on, to make yourself better, okay, to strengthen your abilities. This is the one, the determination is very important, okay? Okay, so right now, maybe we can talk about like the comparison, like what is anything special being a scholar? Like any advantages you get, like being a TP scholar or JPS scholar? I think, let Rishi start first. He has a lot to say. Okay, Rishi, talk about it.
Why did I say that? What do you mean by, like, what's your definition by what's different?
I mean, like, how, the allowance or any activities they host or they organize for scholars, something like that. Do we have? No. Okay. No.
Okay. I think I can answer a different way. Okay, so obviously the allowance is there. So thanks, Malaysian government. Thank you. So no, because allowance has helped. It's helpful, definitely helpful. And a bit of extra pocket money hurts nobody. So yeah, so allowance part, that's fantastic. being a JPA scholar affects your social circle more than you think. Your social circle, although we might not think too much about this part because we are all about education, academics and stuff, when we go to a new institution to study, and when your peers in that environment get to know that you are a scholar, like you have some sort of scholarship, that doesn't matter JPA, Pachanas or whatever, as long as you have a scholarship, you are seen differently. So people just start to ask you questions. Like, seriously, at one point, I think I am the answering machine at this point. I think same for Junji as well. Definitely same for everyone who has a scholarship. So in that way, I would say having a scholarship has allowed me to have more people to talk to. Like, it actually expands your circle. People feel more comfortable talking to you. Although at first it's for answers, but afterwards it develops into something stronger, like a friendship. So yeah, education kind of opens the way, you know, so that people feel comfortable to talk to you. So that's a benefit of being a scholar, I think.
Yeah, good points. Actually, we make a lot of friends like during the interview as well. Like, we can know something like, memang orang hebat lah. Yang pernah mewakili negara pun ada. Okay, as they really represented country, like some of the interviewer, they are actually representative of IMO or something. Yeah, really, they are really talented. And this is the time that you can expand your friend zone and get to know people who are really better than you in some of the few, or you can learn from them. Yeah. And how about you, Aisha? What is the, you know, what's special about this scholarship that you are holding right now?
Okay, but I think personally, there are a lot of benefits if you get the scholar position, because if you receive the scholarship, you will enter a college that are really high prestigious. Like, you will be surrounded with a lot of people that are very highly educated. They are very determined people. The person that you will meet a lot of people that have a principle in their life, like focus on the goals, literally have the same goals, because in College Maras Ramban, all the students here, the goal is we want to fly, we want to pass our A-level. The minimum requirement YTP Mara scholarship set for us, for A-level students to fly, is we have to score 13 over 15 for A-levels, because we took three subjects, right? So A for 5 points. So you need to score at least 13, which is ABB or AAC. That one is the minimum. If you don't pass 13, you get 13 and below, you cannot fly. 13 below, you cannot fly. And also IELTS. So right now, I'm staying in a college that many people are the same, you know? Like, if you are in high school, you will meet the people that they are not really into study, they are like have fun, like nothing they want to worry about this SPM or something. But here, everyone is focused on their A-level, everyone focused on their study. So it's better, it's the environment getting more positive compared to the high school one, because here everyone knows what they want to do. So we are helping each other out. And also in MRSM, actually, the environment there is like quite competitive, because there the mindset is we want to compete each other. It's like that in high school. In most of the high school, the students like to compete each other. So I think it's one thing that I don't really like about high school. But if you enter in college, everyone is helping. We don't compete each other. We help each other to pass. So it's something good. And also for the terms of maybe cost, money, you will, if you get the scholarship, you will less depend on your parents. You know, because like if you get on my scholarship, YTP Mara scholarship, Mara will sponsor me 1 million and 1.182 million. So where can I get that money from? Yeah, no one will sponsor you that big amount, you know? So if you get the scholarship, you the other people will sponsor you, not your family, not yourself. So it's a good thing to have a scholarship. It's all important, and that's why I think that's a common thing for the students aiming for a scholarship, because they don't want to pressure their parents to pay for the education unless they are from the rich family, right? So it's okay, but even if you are in a rich family, you have to feel like sympathy for your parents, because they have a lot of what we call that commitment to do. So we as a children, so we need to ease them, not put pressure on them. So try to get a scholarship, and anyone will sponsor your education, and then you will be free. You will study and score, and you get the career that you want, and then you can pay back for your parents, because if you get the scholarship, you will get a good education. High education, of course, you will, not of course, but majority of the scholars get the career position. They will get employed. So you will get your salaries, and you have your own money, and then you can pay back for the parents, right? And that's in terms of money. In terms of environment, I mentioned just now, it's like you will move in a new positive circle. Yes, everyone has the same goal as you, so you can work together. There are no in KMS, I can say that this have zero. I have like zero toxic environment in MRSM. In my previous MRSM, there are like a few toxic things that I really hate. I don't really like the environment of the toxic one. But here in KMS, there are none. Everyone is like very natural, very positive, even boys and girls supporting each other. In MRSM, I want to say, but I think for certain schools, certain high schools, maybe for my MRSM, they're like racist, you know. Boys don't like girls, girls don't like boys. If girls do something, boys like kecam, like talk bad about this. No, I don't really like. So, and that's why I think I got shocked when I'm here, because boys and girls are supporting each other. Boys and girls are friends. Like, you can just like, you don't have to lock yourself. You can be what you want. You can be your original version. Yes, I'm actually a like open person. I can be friends with anyone, but in my previous school, I like locked myself a bit because I'm scared of people's judgmental. Yes, but here I feel secure because I don't really see the people who have the mentality, judgmental mentality, because I can be free here. I feel comfortable. Yes, that's, I think it's a benefit. If you get the scholarship, you will be in a positive circle, and you will enjoy your education life to the fullest. Yes.
Yeah, great sharing by Aisha, because we all know that the environment can affect people in many aspects. Yeah, so it's like I can see like Aisha getting more confident like while studying in college. Yeah, because it's a benign competition. It's not like a negative one. It's not like a toxic one, as mentioned by Aisha. Yeah, because it's like a transition from teenage years to adults. Like being an adult, we don't like do stuff like very childish. We don't like hate each other. Don't trying to be judgmental, because you know we are in the college and we have a common goal. Why don't we just help each other, right? And especially for A levels, sometimes you cannot just depend on yourself. You may need to, you know, exchange your opinions with your friends to get a better insight and better comprehension on certain topics. And because I'm currently studying A level, so I know the toughness there. Yeah, by Aisha. And Aisha, you take three subjects, right? Bio, chemistry, and maths, or you take other, or maths, okay. So I suffer more, I take four subjects. So I take one more physics. Okay, for physics, I don't know how, because I think if I get four subjects, maybe I can increase my competitiveness in certain way. But physics is really quite difficult in A levels is totally different from SPM. Okay, yeah, but trying to do my best lah. But no lah. Okay.
I hate physics very much. You know, physics. I struggled the most in physics during my high school. I cried a lot in my high school because of physics. I sacrificed all my energy, my time, my recess time to do physics, to meet my physics teacher to ask question. So luckily from physics, it's a satisfaction, something to be proud of. But that's the end. The happy ending for my physics. I got A plus. That's the ending. I don't want to continue anymore.
You see, Aisha, how she said she hate physics, but she still get A plus. Yeah. So it's all about your determination. And just like a good point by Aisha, like we get scholarships just to don't pressurize our parents but it turns out we pressurize ourselves, pressure a lot in study. So no choice, I need to sacrifice some more, you know, for your better future. Okay, and anything else you want to share? Like, we share anything else you want to add on? Because I think it's been a long episode already. Yeah. So,
yeah,
right. Okay. Aisha, anything you want to add on?
I think that's all. I think I gave so much in.
Or maybe you can end the episode with your advice, like to our juniors.
My advice for high school students, for SPM, candidates, the students will face SPM examination. But for now, the SPM is really around the corner, right? So for the SPM candidate that will sit for this year SPM. Maybe next month or this month, I don't know. Maybe SPM starts already, right? So just continue what you've been doing. Fight to the fullest. Don't ever give up. You just have just a little bit to finish this war. So for Form 5 and Form 5 students, you need to start from now. There's no time for you. If you procrastinate, then your chance will be low, slightly low. Because if you start from Form 4, like myself, when I was in low form, I was an average student. I never get even top 20 in my batch. But from Form 4, MCO started. I know everyone will like being lazy during MCO, right? The online class is very me. So I take the chance to make a comeback, you know? I struggled very hard. I changed all my schedule to a very packed one. Like tomorrow is SPM. I changed the schedule from Form 4. And for the first Form 4 examination, I get top 10, top 5. At the time, I got 3.95 pointer. I never get that high. So I was really satisfied with myself and I was really happy with the result and I feel like I want more. So I fight Form 4, Form 5. I don't waste my time. I started from the start. Every time I finish the chapter, I already do the revisions, the exercises. I start from Form 4. And then my result was consistent. 3.9, 3.98, 4 flat, it's like that. So my advice is you have to start from now. Even if you are Form 4, you are at the very start Form 4. Just struggle. There's no honeymoon for you. I think the best honeymoon is lower form. Form 1 to Form 3 is your honeymoon. And then Form 4, you should start. Make a comeback. Academic weapon comeback. It's like that. And then if you start from Form 4, you will... the pressure in Form 5 is not really that hard compared to others that start late. You know, because if you focus on Form 4, you finish your Form 5 syllabus and then you will have a trial maybe less than a month. You have a really short time to revise Form 4 subjects. So it will be really difficult to the people who procrastinate during their Form 4 because they don't really focus on their Form 4. Then they need to like redo the chapters. But for the person that starts earlier, they just need to revise. They just need to like do a lot of exercises, not study back, not restudy. that's the difference. I can see the difference of me and others that start late, you know. So yes, for high school students, SPM is really important. And after you finish your SPM, just hope for the best. And then, like I said, after SPM, you find yourself. You find your career, you find your passion, your dream. And after you get all the scholarship or position in the pre-uni, then just go ahead, go with the flow. At that time, you will be less controlled by the school because college life is like free, you know, it's all depends on yourself. If you don't have your own study style, you need to find right now because in college, teachers won't focus on you 100%. You will survive on your own. If you don't find your study style of studying, you will, I can say that you will be lost a little bit. Because everyone will be ahead from you, you will at the back. So it's, you don't want to be like that, right? So yes, find yourself, find your study style, find your passion. Yes, that's my advice.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aisha. Okay, being our special guest today, there's a lot of insights by her, and you can see her determination and her perseverance in pursuing her studies, you know, not only in secondary high school but also continue in preview and in future in universities. And I hope she can apply for the universities that she wants, like in UK. All the best for you, Aisha, and thank you so much for you. And I believe you will still appear in our future episodes because we are planning to make an episode about scholars. Yeah. So hopefully we can invite you in our future. And yeah, thank you so much. So this is the end of our episode. Thank you for watching. If you are watching.